Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? It is Sunday, April 19th, and it's 10 o'clock New York time. We have about maybe 50, 60 degrees. It's beautiful. It was beautiful outside yesterday. And I hope you're enjoying this summer-like weather. And I hope you're having good weather like we are so far. No snow. Thank you. I want to thank my family, my Cheap Cheetah family, for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show every Sunday morning. I appreciate you. My archivists, I appreciate you too for listening and still being part of the show. Folks, you know sometimes when you want to make it short and to the point, today is one of those days where we're going to make it short and to the point, okay? I'm not going to tell you about the Facebook page or the websites or YouTube. Just go to my Blog Talk profile and look at it. You can click on the links. Only thing I will ask you to do is I know you got the T-shirt. Cheapskates do it better. I know you have to represent us here. I know you got the cute T-shirt, the 100% cotton, great T-shirts. You have, if you're not a cheapskate yourself, if you have one in your family, go get them a shirt. Sisters love and need your support when it comes to these shirts. I will have other shirts out as well. But the link, you can email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I'll tell you the link. Go to Facebook page, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, on Facebook, Blogspot, all that. Takes you right to the link. Look at my shirts. Great shirts. Not that expensive. And wear them and be proud. I'm cheap and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm cheap and I'm proud. Like I said, we're going to make this short and to the point today. So, we're talking about money. Okay, we're talking about making money because the summertime's coming, vacation's coming up, the kids are out of school, mortgage payments are always due, rent is always due, food is high, you know, yada, yada, yada. Stuff is expensive. We're going to talk about how to make some extra money, and I'm going to keep it short and sweet today. All right, we know, and you know, yard sales are coming up, right? You know, yard sales, now you're starting to get forms about churches having flea markets and things like that. Look in your house, folks. I know you got stuff. You done bought stuff. You done bought a ton of stuff for your kids. People that gave you stuff through the holidays and that you're not using. Get all that stuff together and sell it. Sell it. Make a couple of dollars from it and keep it moving. Go on eBay, which I don't recommend, but that's a whole nother story. Do an online store. Sell all that unnecessary stuff and get the money for it. Because why? We need the money. We talked about becoming a notary public. You take a course. You pass the test. They give you a little stamp. They give you, I guess, a little certificate. It shouldn't be that much money. But let me tell you, when you become a notary public, you have to get in with banks, and I guess real estate offices. And if you notice, a lot of them have their own notaries within their own organization. So being honest, I don't really know how much money you're going to make doing that, but it's something to have under your belt. You make websites. You can do websites. You can go on Fiverr, do voiceovers if you have a good voice, not like mine. But you can do websites, voiceovers. You can write e-books. Go on Fiverr.com. If you're creative, even if you're not, there's a lot of stuff you can do to sell people on your talents and stuff. I use Fiverr all the time. People create websites. People, my intro is from Fiverr. You only get to $4. Fiverr gets $1. But if you're really talented, you can make a couple of $100 a month doing whatever it is that you do, and you have to be really good at it. But check it out. It's somewhere to go make some money. You can always look for a part-time job. If I didn't tell you, I'm going to tell you now. Lowe's and Home Depot was hiring crazy. Okay, if you have a Lowe's by you or a Home Depot by you, look into going. I mean, they don't pay a lot, but it's a couple of dollars. This is not your full-time. It's your little part-time side stuff. Okay, if you have the time, go look into, you know, trying to get your little Home Depot or Lowe's job. Because they're definitely hiring for, you know, the spring is coming, summer's coming. This is their time to hire. So even I looked into it. Sister even looked into getting a little part-time, and I'm still looking into it, to get a little part-time job in Home Depot. You know, a couple of days a week, running back and forth. You know, as long as they pay for my gas money and I bring my own lunch and I get a couple of dollars in my pocket, I'm even looking into that. Focus groups. I don't know if there's a lot of focus groups out right now, but you know, you go and you tell people your opinion and they pay you a couple of dollars for it. There are focus groups out. I don't know how many. I have one or two that I deal with, but I don't see a whole lot of them. So, again, that's like a hit and miss. Maybe in your area you have a lot of focus groups, especially if you specialize in something, because I always read, like, if you're a doctor or a dentist or something, they get some great focus groups where they get paid quite a bit of money just to take, you know, surveys and stuff. What else? Multi-level marketing, selling Avon, Mary Kay, Tupperware, and you make a percentage. Okay, you know that's a serious hustle. You have to have, to do multi-level marketing, personally, in my opinion, you have to have the gift to gab, and you have to be very convincing, and you have to like people, and you have to really get your hustle on, because financially, I don't know if it's worth it, because a lot of times, multi-level marketing wants you to spend a lot of money, then they want a percentage off your sales, then they want you to pay X amount of dollars to use their website. I don't know if it's worth it. I mean, you would investigate what it is you want to do. And remember back in the day when multi-level marketing used to be a big thing? Now it's like, you know, people used to do parties, lingerie parties. They sell Avon. They sell Tupperware. They sell this. The market's been so saturated now, I don't even know if people still do parties anymore. I think they just go to events like, you know, if church having an event or if there's a woman's function, or they look for out events and just set up a table and sell their stuff. I've seen at certain events I've went to where women had Tupperware and stuff like that, and it's like, you know, is people really still buying Tupperware? Are they going to 99 cent store and getting that stuff? I don't know. It's just a suggestion. Always say you sit down and be creative and think outside the box. What talents do you have that you can offer someone for money? Think about it. I have a few quick ones for you. If you like to spin music and you're good at that and people always want you to DJ their party, start to be a party DJ. Or be somebody who works for a party DJ that pumps up the crowd and stuff like that. You know, they always have the outside people who pump up the crowd and, you know, get them started and stuff. You can help a DJ company. I thought that was really kind of unique. If you like to fix things, you know, people always break their electronics and they break stuff. You can have like a fix-it little shop. Tell them to bring it to your house or bring it somewhere, and you'll look over and see if you can fix it. You fix it and you charge them for it. Drive people to the airport. You want to be an airport car company, and you put a little advertisement, I will drive you to the airport. These are the times I'm available. Call me. And 1, 2, 3, you pick them up just like a taxi service. You pick them up, you take them to the airport, and keep them moving. Because some people don't want to deal in taxis. Some people do. That kind of job is like a very trusting job. Bartender and waiting tables. Okay, remember back in the day you used to see a lot of bartending schools, you know, become a bartender or never become a waitress. I guess that's just an on-the-job learning thing. But become a bartender, bartending school and stuff. You need the experience to get in a good establishment if you want to be a bartender, to get the good tips. Waitress is the same thing. You need to be very experienced to get into the good, high-paying restaurants and establishments that will pay you tips. Because bartenders and stuff and waitresses make, I think, minimum wage or a little bit below. And then they rely on their tips to make up the difference that they're making, not getting from their employer. So you have to be good at what you do. But a lot of people just waitress, you know, little local establishments and stuff, just for a couple of dollars. I can't say how much they make because I'd be lying. But, you know, we're just talking about making money. There's some basic ideas of how you can make some extra money. Build and flip websites. You can build websites. You can go out there on Fiverr and say, I create websites, and see if you get a lot of feelers and see if people come to you about websites and they like what you do. What you can do is do it on the side. Also, you can build websites, tell people, look, I make websites, show them your little portfolio online. If they like what you do, you charge them. My coworker does that. She builds websites. She promotes people. She does stuff on Fiverr. She does a pretty good job of it. And speaking about promoting and stuff, I'll take you to my commercial.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you, Access.
This message is for independent recording.
Thank you for my sponsor, Access to a Rising Artist. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about making extra money. You know, your side hustle. Get your hustle on. It's summertime. People out. People want to do things. And you can find creative ways to make money. And speaking of out, you have concerts. You have festivals. You have a lot of people just out hanging out. You know what you can do? Sell water, especially when it gets really hot outside. And you can sell water because I see sometimes the guys on the highway or on the off-ramp, they're selling water, they're selling flowers, they're selling newspapers. I'm going to tell you a little story about selling water. When I was doing the flea market a couple of years ago, because I used to do the flea market circuit, and we came up with an idea to sell water. We would buy a case of water, freeze it, and then we would bring it to the flea market with us, set it up with ice around it. Now, the water was already frozen, right? But we're talking about summertime when we had 80, 90, 100-degree weather. We were selling water like it was wine. We would go through a case of water in a day. And we would only do flea market for one day. But we would sell water left and right. We did so good at selling water that the other vendors around us started selling water too. We tried to sell snacks. Snacks didn't work. It was the water. Because it was so hot out and people wanted a nice cold water that was frozen. And then you shake it up and it melts and you always say cold water. Great idea. Great money. You can sell water. Go around in events or set up a little stand and just sell cold water. You know, it worked for us back in the day. I mean, everybody's doing it now, but it was a great idea. You like music? Are you very involved in your church? You can play music. You play the organ, sing, piano. You can play it at the church. You can play it at weddings. You can play it at funerals. You know, make yourself available, your talents available to the various churches around. If you need somebody to play music, if you need somebody to sing for a special event or whatever the case may be, I'm available, I'm talented. Put your flyers around. Let your churches know, look, this is what I do. And you sit down and you talk to them and, like, this is what I do. And I do church weddings, I do funerals, I do first communions, whatever event that you need me for, I can do it for you as far as playing the piano and singing. So, like I said, you have to think outside the box. And, you know, I'm just telling you to think outside the box. I don't know why this came to mind, but funeral homes, okay? There is probably something you can do in funeral homes as far as helping the family or making sure the family get their books signed or whatever when people come in for funerals and stuff. Usually the funeral director is so busy running around, he may need help, or you can come in and help the family, you know, make sure everybody signs a guest book or don't ask me. It's just funeral home just came to mind. And, you know, because we always overlook and it's like, oh, you know, we don't want, you know, deal with funeral home. But I bet you you can find something dealing around funeral homes when it comes to businesses to help them do something. That just came to mind. I don't know why. What else we have for you? Like I said, we're going to make it short and sweet today. Singer band, you can always do pet sitting, house sitting. You can advertise yourself to help the elderly, to come in and help them do chores, to come in and help them do the food shopping. Home attendance, I see a lot. You talking about a lot of people being home attendants? Find out in your area where the agency is that deals with home attendants. They probably do them. I think a lot of times they're on call, and sometimes you have strict patients. You have certain patients that you deal with Monday to Friday and whatever the case may be. Home attendance is a big thing. That's a couple extra dollars that you can make if you want to deal with, you know, helping the elderly and everything. You're going with a legitimate company. Folks, there's so much to do. You can look on the internet and find so many jobs or ideas for jobs, depending on what you want to do. But make your part-time hustle something you want to do, something that you're happy about, something that you're passionate about, something that you don't mind doing and you enjoy doing. If you're working a 9-to-5 and you're miserable, why make your hustle something that you're miserable with too? Why have two miserable jobs? Make it something that you enjoy. Okay, you can always go on Craigslist and say, look, I detail cars, I wax cars, I would do whatever. Only thing I advise you to do is be very careful when it comes to Craigslist, because I'm seeing a lot of crazy stuff going on in regards to people going on Craigslist, advertising for stuff and, you know, getting crazies out there. So just when you deal with Craigslist, be very, very careful. That's all I'm asking you. Be very, very careful when you do anything nowadays. Not to put the fear in you, but I just want you to be careful. And I also want you to make sure that you get your 100% cotton T-shirt that says Cheapskates Do It Better. You know you want one. You know you want to give it. You can give it as a gift because we all have a cheapskate person, if it's not us, and our family. And you can go to my Facebook page, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show, on Facebook, or go to the Cheap Cheetah Blogspot, and it's right there. It's up for you. Buy a T-shirt, wear it, enjoy it, give it as a gift, and it's all going to be good, folks. Because you know what? We cheapskates do it better. So that's going to be my show for today. Next week, I will not be with you. I know. Don't cry. Next week, I'm going on vacation for a while because sister needs a minute. But I will be back with you the following week. And I'll let you know what's going on then. Can you believe it? May is here. May 1st. We got, what, one more week? Couple more days? And we're in May 1st? On Friday? Oh, my God. Can you believe it? I mean, what happened to April? Is it me? Is the time going so fast? Is it, the time is just going ridiculously fast, you know? I want you to also do me a favor. Okay, I know, we family. Family can do that. We can ask for favors. I want you to do me a favor. May, actually, you're starting April 26th. I want you to think what kind of challenge you would do for the month of May. Okay? And you actually have to start on April 26th, because that's kind of the week, because May is that Friday and Saturday. So you can start like the last week of April and in the beginning go into May. Or if you want to start on May 3rd, fine. You're missing 2 days. But I want you to decide what challenge you want to do. Whether you want to save your dollars for the month of May, whether you want to cut back on your spending for the month of May. My personal challenge this month is cutting back on groceries. Groceries is expensive. For two people, I spend $400 a month in groceries. I know, you're saying that's crazy, right? I think that's crazy, too. So for the month of May, I'm going to really cut back on my groceries. I want my grocery bill to be like $200 for two people for the month of May. And I'll let you know how that go. You can go to my website, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Blogspot, or you can go to my other website, Spirited, Frugal, and Free. I will let you know all about that. You can go to that website, too, which is my daily thing about what's going on in the life and how I spend and stuff like that. So that's my challenge for May. Cutting down on my food, on my eating, it's ridiculous. It's mentally not good to spend that kind of money when it comes to food, and it's not healthy for me. So that's my challenge. On that note, I want to say God bless you. Keep your mind on your money on your mind. Think about your challenges for May, and let me know what challenge you're doing. Hit me up on cheapcheetah@yahoo.com. I love to hear about it, or even better yet, go to my Facebook page, The Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. Let me know what challenges you're doing, and let's encourage each other. We're family. We're together. We're trying to become financially free together. So let's challenge each other to take it to the next level. Okay? On that, I love you. I appreciate you. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind, and I will see you in 2 weeks. But I'm always here with you on Facebook and everywhere else. And what do I say to you? Save that money. And until next time, have a great Cheap Cheetah Day.